This is Think Out Loud. I'm Dave Miller. We're trying something a little different right now. You may have heard our On the Job series in the past. These are conversations about how we define our jobs and how our jobs define us. We've decided to mix it up a little bit. Instead of having folks come into the studio to talk about their work, our producer, Julie Sabatier, is going to them. She's at the Port of Portland right now. It's in the news right now because of a labor dispute between two of the unions that work there. Today, she's interested not in the dispute, but in the labor itself and what it means to be a longshoreman. So, Julie, take it away.
Hi there. Yeah, thanks, Dave. I'm here at the Port of Portland, like you said, and we're about 4 miles north of St. John's on Lombard. The Columbia and Willamette Rivers converge right here on this little peninsula where we are. And I'm outside of Terminal 5 by the railroad tracks. Terminal 5 is where grain and potash from all over the Northwest and Canada ships out to the rest of the world. And we're actually not far from Terminal 4, which we can see in the distance there, and the ships come in to unload cars and steel. And I'm here with Jim Daw. He's been a longshoreman for 3 decades, and he's done a variety of jobs in that time. So, Jim, welcome to Think Out Loud. Would you tell me, what exactly is a longshoreman?
Longshoreman, in the basic terminology, we load and unload vessels of ocean-going cargo.
And so what is a typical day like for you?
I don't think there is a typical day. I mean, every day we get a different job, and there's multiple cargoes that we handle, autos, grain, potash, soda ash, logs, then steel, slabs. I mean, so every day is a different one, and even containers.
And so what is your schedule like from day to day or week to week?
Well, I work on the night side, so my schedule is from 6 p.m. till 3 a.m. is the second shift, and then we also have what we call a third shift, which is from 3 in the morning till 8 in the morning. And then our first shift would be 8 in the morning till 5. So my shift is the second and third, so I could be working at any time between 6 p.m. till 8 in the morning.
Well, we appreciate you joining us in what must feel like the middle of the night for you. And your dad was also a longshoreman, right?
That's correct.
And so what did you think about his job when you were growing up?
It was a lot tougher than it was or is now. It was more manual labor. The cargoes that were coming in actually had to be loaded onto pallets and then hoisted out of the hatch with ship's gear. And now everything is in a container. So it was a lot more physical labor than it is today.
And so today, it's done by machines mostly?
There's a lot of mechanization in the industry these days. And back in previous contracts, we allowed for mechanization to come into the industry as long as we knew it was going to displace workers. So we allowed the mechanization to come in just as long as longshoremen were operating that equipment.
I see. And so how has the industry changed since you started in 1980?
Well, in 1980, we were brought into the industry because there was an influx of China cargo, which is at that time was old time shipping, where the box on box, bale on bale, sack on sack was from the bottom of the hatch all the way up to the combing of the hatch. And it would take about 8 individual longshoremen inside one hatch, 30 days to unload that vessel. And you would have 5 hatches. So, and then plus you have a dock complement that would be working with each hatch to move the cargo away once it got onto the dock. So the amount of men that were put to work back then is about 4 times what it is today. Because everything's in a container, so what used to take 30 days to unload a vessel takes 3 shifts now using a container and a container crane.
And what kind of jobs were you doing when you first started?
Before I came to longshoring?
Oh, what kind of jobs were you doing in the longshore industry?
Oh, I started out doing the manual labor, lashing, loading logs in the hatch. Working the log raft, slinging up logs. We did lumber, stowing lumber, We did steel rails. We did pipe. There was a big contract for pipe down at Terminal 4, that 6-foot big pipe, you know, that we did for several years. And all that is gone. You know, we do some rails, steel rails for railroad tracks, and slab steels, which are about 8 inches thick by about 8 feet wide by about 20 feet long, which are about 25 tons a piece. And that's the steel that we do nowadays.
And now you do a lot of the running of machines right now, right?
Yeah, I'm an equipment operator. I operate the shore-based container cranes, as well as the shipboard cranes, whirly cranes on the vessels themselves. Also, I operate the ship loader, as you could see right here at Terminal 5 at Portland Bulk Terminals, as well as at Columbia Grain, I operate the spouts for loading the vessel, loading grain on the vessel.
Do you ever miss working in the hull?
I miss the people that I worked with in the hold. The actual physical labor, no, I don't miss that a bit. But it was a fun time when we did it. In my youth, it was fun. And now that I'm older, I prefer to operate the equipment.
What would you tell somebody who's getting into the industry today?
Be safe. Be cognitive of your surroundings. This is a very dangerous industry, and we've had, over my lifetime, we've had 6 people that I know of killed on the job, 2 over at Terminal 6 on a container ship, 1 in the yard at the container, 1 being rolled over in a log ship. It's a very dangerous industry, so safety is number one concern. So we want to make sure anybody coming to industry understands their surrounding and knows what pinch points in the bite is. So stay out of the bite.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And again, not a normal schedule for you, so appreciate that too.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks very much for today, and we will go back to you. I'm at the Port of Portland. Thanks so much.
That is Think Out Loud's producer Julie Sabatier talking with Jim Daw, who's a longshoreman, as she said, at the Port of Portland. Thanks to everybody on the show today. If you missed any part of it, you can download this and all of our shows anytime you want at opb.org/thinkoutloud. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are Think Out Loud OPB. Also, if you do not want to escape us, there's our nightly rebroadcast at 9 p.m. Tomorrow morning, it's the Culture Club. We'll also look into a few issues facing ranchers in central and especially eastern Oregon, including the aftermath of wildfires that recently burned more than 1,100 square miles. Tomorrow evening, it's our latest Our Town show. We're going to be recording it at Mackey's in Ontario. The doors open for a reception at 5:30. The show starts at 6:30. Again, that's 6:30 tomorrow night, Mountain Time in Ontario. We would love to see you there. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Dave Miller. Have a great Wednesday.